right, that's how we start the show. 69 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another spooky episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday. On a Thursday, here on the Podzilla 1985 soon-to-be-deleted network. Sort of. It's a thing. We'll tell you more about it later. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your horrific host tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner and skeletal wizard of Podzilla 1985, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
That's that guy I am. When did I become a skeletal wizard?
After I kill you. Also with us. That's true. It's a trade-off. The queen of black magic, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. Do I need to bring this out now?
No.
Oh. That's a dope ass background.
That's the other mother.
Uh huh.
Yep. Tanner's other kid voted yes on it.
The mother of demons, Shelby Chan's with us here tonight.
I got a bow tie.
With a bow tie. Looking real smart. Looking real smart.
She's very fuzzy right now.
She's looking awful for this.
Pimp Boom Boom, Casper.
What up, y'all?
The Encino Man, because he's frozen in time. Tanner Calvert.
His career's coming back. Not Polly's, though.
Good.
Howdy, partner.
Honestly, look neat on the camera.
Howdy, partner. Howdy, partner.
And, howdy, partner. And, of course, the host for tonight's show, one Double H, who...
not my name. I'm already the strongest man in the world. Your kind never learns, do you? Anyway.
I don't get this reference.
Pete and Pete, man.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't watch Pete and Pete.
Don't give up hope. You can't give up hope.
I'll
fall out of my chair if I keep doing that.
World.
In the world.
While you guys were watching Pete and Pete, my friend was at my kitchen table with my dad cutting up cocaine. So, that's a true story.
I do need to rewatch Pete and Pete because I have not watched that show since the 90s.
Jesse, I have wonderful news for you. Oh, I have much better news for you too then, Lindsay.
Well,
the entire series. No. I do. That's true. I have the first two seasons.
Did it just get put back on something again?
Let the man talk! Oh, sorry.
So the third season, there's only three. The third season was never released to DVD, or if it was, it's almost impossible to find. The first two seasons I do have, total, they're worth about $300, according to Amazon, which is crazy. But the entire series, in chronological order is free on YouTube.
Oh.
Some dude uploaded it, and it's never been taken down.
Because I knew it had been on the Nickelodeon app, their Splat or whatever it had been.
Yeah.
They had like random episodes available on there for a while.
Yes.
But then it went away.
Lindsay, quick trivia. Who directed Coraline?
I know who it is.
The easy answer.
That is correct, actually.
The easy answer is not Tim Burton.
Not Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not him. It's
Here's a better question. Who wrote Coraline?
Tim Burton.
No, there was a... It's a novel before it was that.
Tammy.
That's the same question. Nightmare Before
yeah,
Christmas.
I don't know.
Tammy Burton.
Gaiman.
Oh, yeah. I did know that, actually. I did know that. And the reason I know that is because I got into, not an argument, but someone I work with did not know. They thought that Tim Burton directed both Nightmare Before Christmas and Coraline. And I had to let them know, no, he did not direct either of them. In fact, he had very little to do, really, with Nightmare Before Christmas other than it being
other
his idea.
Yeah.
He showed up a couple times and kicked a hole in the wall.
Yeah, well, that's where Jack's asshole was.
For the record, I just dropped I'm dropping the playlist for Pete and Pete now onto the AD Facebook. It was the easiest way to do it. Yeah, the entire series, seasons 1, 2, 3, the whole thing is there. Because that's how, when Sarah and I watched it last year, she'd never watched any of it. I was like, you're never going to see season 3, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. And then I found out there was something I could do, and we watched the whole thing there. So.
That's also, for the longest time, that's also how I watched Mr. Show with Bob and David and Tales from the Crypt, is the people that uploaded them to YouTube. Despite the fact that I have them all on DVD, it's just so much easier to go to YouTube and clickety-click.
I mean, streaming in general is so much easier than like putting a DVD in like whatever player you happen to have.
That
is correct.
Just find it within 5 minutes of wanting to watch it.
Yes. Right. If I have to spend more than 45 seconds getting it in there and turning it on and all that, I've lost interest. I've lost interest.
Title of your sex tape.
That would require sex. The title of my sex tape would be like Lonesome Dove.
Oh, I don't like the combo there. My dad loves that movie. And the series and the books. You know how long it's been since I've heard the phrase Lonesome Dove? Well, also, by the way, I gotta pop over to the group chat real quick for unrelated reasons.
I hear about Lonesome Dove more often than I like, because Bob is also fucking obsessed with it and would talk about it frequently. Get offended.
Well, that's good stuff.
All right.
Wait, what is your name? It's probably something I don't want to change. Hang on. Let's change Steven from Diddly Dong King Kong.
Diddly Dong King Kong.
That's like, it's from that bit where it was like, you know, Rob Zombie songs all be like, it's a 60s horror movie sample. Trudging and budging, big bunch of munchkins. I forget, it was like something Diddly Dong King Kong and something about Elvira. I don't remember. And then it just says slap bass solo. Why is that so accurate? That is every Rob Zombie song I've ever heard.
Oh.
Anyway.
If
hey, sorry, hang on. I just remembered my other, because this was like a list of things where it was like, you know, this band sound like, probably my favorite one that didn't make, it made no sense, it made perfect sense at the same time, was Modest Mouse sounds like the lead singer is being chased with a garden hose. I was like, what? Yeah, I mean,
sure,
Bart Simpson, it's true, but he shouldn't say it.
I haven't heard Modest Mouse since Float On. That is the only thing I know about Modest Mouse.
Shit, Modest Mouse died 10 years ago this very night.
Now, in 2021, you got Mega Mouse, and he's much less. They're much less enjoyable.
It's got to be the little guy from Mario 2, right? The one with the glasses.
Oh, Mouser?
That's Mouser. That's just him.
The one that, because his name was Mouser in the game.
He wears the hat now, too.
He spoke in a German accent in the TV show because his name was Mouser, of course it was. So he would just roll up in the castle like, ah, Bowser. And it drove me nuts. I hate it.
I really wish to hear you ever do that again.
Hey, how'd that sound again?
He'd walk in the castle and be like, ah, Bowser. You know?
You need to watch Adventure Zone?
I was about to say, like, I need more people in this group to listen to the Adventure Zone. Because that was a spot-on impression of Brian.
Jesse, I got something to reveal to you. I've never watched that show.
Or listened to it. I understand. That's why I said more people need to.
Because animated clips.
Hunter, he didn't get it. All right. Whatever. Let's. Let's
do the thing.
Week one, we had. I did trivia, and it went really well. So
week one, we did the list.
We did the list. Week two, I did great trivia. Week three, Lindsay did better trivia. This week, it's Hunter's turn for trivia, sort of. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, don't hit me with the, it's going to be even better.
Best.
It's going to be adequate.
I put a video in the chat. You can watch the first 5 seconds of it, and that's all you need to hear the voice.
It's the Adventure Zone. Mouser. The Mario Brothers have kidnapped me again. I can't. Me and Ethan.
That's a perfect match, Brian. Like it's blowing my mind a little.
Ethan.
I'm so proud of him.
Don't you scream as you run from Chris Pratt?
Ethan and I would we would sit at the store and just do that to each other constantly, and we would create the most random, maybe offensive things to say as Mouser, but only offensive to white people because we had a rule. All right.
That's the important
part. Usually Germans, because I've never met a good German, and Lindsay, I stand by that.
I mean, I'm American. I just have German heritage.
Okay.
Living in this area. Oh, boy.
Nice.
It's fancy.
Yeah, Hunter brought his A game tonight.
I don't know about all that. We did this like way back when we started doing games. I used the old Jeopardy labs and I put together a little Halloween one. So I'm gonna try to Oh, that's so bad. But I put the link in the, or I put the image in the Discord so you guys can see it. So these are your categories for tonight. If somebody would like to read those off, please.
I want shit. Oh yeah, Tanner, it's your show. Go for it. No, go for it. You're right.
Oh yeah. So the categories for tonight: frightening films, blood curdling books, spine tingling staples, chilling candy, and horrific history.
All right, so the staples, for the record, what I mean by that is, like, traditions. Those are all Halloween tradition things, okay? It's fairly traditional Jeopardy, so there's 5 questions per category. There's 5 categories, total of 25 questions. They scale from point levels of 1 to 500. The only thing we're going to do different than Jeopardy, which is what we did last time here, in the form of a question, for the record. I'm going to give you the answer. You give me the question. Rather than going with whoever got the correct answer, we'll just go around the group so everybody gets to ask along the way. But everybody can also answer. We'll just do like we've been doing. You hold up your answer, and we'll go from there. And I'll start with whoever, you know, picked the category that time. Cool?
Dope. Real quick. Do I need to, on the answer, do I need to write who is or what is, or can I just write the answer?
No, you just say that part, but just write the answer. It'll take too long to have to write who is or what is every time. That's
okay.
I'm not Alex Trebek over here. Nobody is.
Yeah, because...
Especially not Mayim Bialik. Anyway.
That's why I'm glad that LeVar Burton took over the NFL.
Yeah. He's going to run it now. What was the little song that Keenan sang? There was some little bit that he did.
It's the Reading Rainbow song, I'm pretty sure, because Lindsay lit right over when she heard it. Yeah. All right.
But he says something about, you know... In the end zone now. I don't know. I can't remember how it went. It was funny.
Oh, I've always wanted to say this. Can I say it? Can I do it?
Yeah.
Go on with the Jeopardy.
All right. So everybody ready? Everybody got something to write with? We good?
Yeah, how do we do the buzzers?
No buzzers.
We're not.
No, we don't.
Scream.
Everybody's
going to answer.
Yeah. Like, ah!
Yeah. Oh.
You can do that if you want. That's fine. Please. Shit, I should have just been like, yes, that's exactly what you do every time. All right, well, tradition dictates that we start with Jesse, so tonight we are going to start with Jesse.
Yes!
If you would, please pick a category.
Traditions. It's a staple of the show.
Right. It's a staple.
Let's do chilling candy for a hundo.
For a hundo, chilling candy. Your first question. It's the number of colors of M&Ms you'll find in a traditional bag of the melts-in-your-mouth, not-in-your-hand candy.
I don't eat candy.
Well, you gotta give me candy.
Bubblegum and taffy.
Oh, shit.
You said this is a standard bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Traditional bag, yeah.
All right.
Regular.
I'm honestly not positive. Nope, I'm just throwing M&M's. This here.
I vouch in no way, shape, or form for how accurate these are in terms of scaling. I thought that was pretty accurate, but we'll see.
All right. I got it.
All right. Everybody got an answer?
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah.
All right. Jesse, you start.
All right.
What's your answer?
What is 6?
Okay. Everybody else?
What is
7?
What is, fuck, what is 3ve? Which is a combination of 3 and 5.
What, simply stunning.
Whoa, it vanishes.
Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Okay, now we got it.
What is 6?
All right, so we had 2 people answer correctly. A traditional bag of M&Ms has these colors currently: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and brown. 6 is the correct answer.
When we were children, there was also light brown.
That's right. There was dark brown and light brown. They still categorize it as dark brown, for the record. Jesse and Lindsay both are on the board with 100 points, which means we'll do it for the first go around. Lindsay, let's go to you.
Let's do blood-curdling books for 100.
Okay. First in the blood-curdling books category. Here we go. Long before Tom Cruise stepped into the role of Lestat, this debut novel for author Anne Rice was published in 1976.
You can't see my answers, and that bothers me.
Do you need
write them on something different?
I can bring you a marker.
Get a Sharpie.
Yeah, I think a Sharpie would do well because I just think it's this this pen and pad.
But... Do you want me to bring you one real quick?
Yes, please. Well, actually, okay, wait till this is over. Wait till this answer is over. Okay.
Everybody got an answer?
Whoever gets this wrong is a communist.
All right, Lindsay, tell them.
What is an interview with a vampire?
Damn it. I couldn't remember.
I didn't know that.
What else we got? She is correct, for the record.
It's also an interview with a vampire. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, comrades. I couldn't remember that.
You read? Wait, hold on. Did both of you get it wrong?
Yes.
I fucking knew they were communists. That is a I lived with them for a month plus. That was a communist household.
That was like something with the vampire. What the fuck was the something?
I could see pictures in my head and nothing. Like I could not get it.
It is indeed. Interview with a vampire. That is correct. Which brings everybody but Shelby onto the board, at least for the first time. Lindsay is now in the lead with 200, which means I'll pick at random from the folks left. Let's go with Kaz next. Kaz, what do you want?
Tingling staples for 800.
You want to go all the way down to the five?
500.
Okay.
I'm testing the water.
For 500, we're going all the way down here.
Hold on. Give 1 second. Lindsay's on her way back.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for that.
I thought she just put on a green shirt.
Who is the better Lestat? Who is the better Lestat, Tom Cruise or Stuart Townsend?
Tom Cruise.
And it's not even close. And the weird thing is, I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise, but it's not even close.
But he nailed it. He nailed it.
Not even close.
I like Stuart Townsend, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, even Anne Rice hated him in the role, but then loved him when she saw the movie, so.
Okay. Yep. All right, Kaz picks Fine Tingling Staples for 500. Here we go. Bloody Mary eventually usurped this individual figure, different for everyone, as who one will supposedly see when staring into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, according to superstition.
Ooh, that's tough.
A wordy question. I'm going to read it again while you guys are answering.
I'm going to say one more time.
Yep. Bloody Mary eventually usurped this individual figure, different for everyone, as who one will supposedly see when staring into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, according to superstition.
I got it wrong.
Yeah, I think I did too. But
I wanted to put the South Park answer.
Vampire period.
No, there's an actual South Park answer. I know what she's talking about. Yeah. Yep. All right, Kaz, you ready? Everybody ready?
No. No.
I said...
Yeah, tell them who it is.
I said a creepy rabbit.
A creepy rabbit? Okay. What else we got?
I tried to legitimately answer, but I just said the devil, because you right. said it's different for everybody. Yeah.
I said who is... Yeah, I get it, because candy.
Candyman. Okay.
Candy.
I said the boogeyman.
Boogeyman, Lindsay.
I'm
going for a deep reach on this, but it used to be the case that in the case of women, they would walk backwards and look in a mirror to see who is their boyfriend.
No, Lindsay, that's a board game.
You're so close. There are
like old.
She's right, and that is the thing. She's not right to answer the question. She's very close. The fully correct answer is your future spouse.
Okay,
not necessarily,
Ooh.
The first part of it is if you walk backward, and I think it's like up a flight of stairs, you will see, you know, the person that you're with. But then if you do this at midnight, you will see who you will eventually marry.
That's specifically
for women.
That still works. That still works for men too. Because every time I look in the mirror, I only see myself.
I guess we could have gone with your answer. The devil. It's the devil. Okay, and with that, let's go to Shannon. Nobody got that one right.
I would like to go with, let's go for Frightening Films for 200.
For 200 Frightening Films. It served as the stand-in for Human Blood in the 1968 black and white George Romero classic Night of the Living Dead.
Lindsay, this pen is dying. Just want you to
don't push her so people. Hard with it.
All like we're still getting some answers here.
Yes.
I know I'm wrong, because I can picture the blood in my head.
Banter.
Yeah, I know I'm wrong, but I can picture it in my head, and I can't think of what it was.
I really thought this would be, again, 200. I thought, oh, this will be.
This is an easy one.
No, it should be an easy one.
It's an easy one.
All right, looks like most of the answers are written. Shelby, you good? Yeah. Okay. Shannon, tell them.
I wanted to be specific, and I wrote something originally. I thought that might end up being wrong because of the turn of the whatever. So I originally wrote chocolate sauce, but it's chocolate syrup. And I wanted to make sure I got that correct. So,
what else we got?
I said pig blood.
I said jello.
I also said pig's blood.
But it's chocolate syrup.
It is chocolate syrup, I'm pretty sure.
Lindsay and Shannon are correct. It was indeed chocolate syrup. It's black and white, so the chocolate, the dark, showed up a lot better.
Because they did the same thing in Psycho, wasn't it?
On the film. I don't know about that one.
They also, if they wanted to have a horse, what they would do is they would tape a bunch of cats together. It was crazy.
Oh, I heard about that.
I thought you were going to get into the actual bit because other than the chocolate syrup for the blood, the meat was roast pig,
yes.
Which they then just put chocolate syrup all over,
yeah.
Which they said smelled and was so putrid and disgusting that they actually didn't have to make up a lot of the zombies because they all looked pretty damn sick after eating it anyway.
Which was one of my favorite trivias, which was only beaten by Day of the Dead when the refrigerator that they had that contained all of the guts... They left for the weekend,
spoiled.
And it broke, and it
so
spoiled,
gross.
But they had to
so
use
gross.
It. So the end scene, when they ripped Captain Rhodes in half and his guts spill out, they said it smelled like just putrid, rancid, and people were throwing up on the set. It was
so
awful.
It was nasty.
Dedicated.
All right. Shelby, we got to get you on the board here, so you're next. Pick a category.
Let's do spine-tingling staples for 200.
For 200, this radish-like root vegetable, not the pumpkin, was the basis for the first jack-o'-lanterns. Lindsay just immediately.
I mean, it's kind of unfair because I got 60 questions worth of stuff for us last week, so...
That's kind
of
true.
There's a good chance I know a lot of these.
This radish-like root vegetable, not the pumpkin, was the basis for the first jack-o'-lanterns.
I think, sure. Jesus Christ, Lindsay. You look like you just saw Donald Trump's
social
network.
She looks like she's
holding
the ace of
spades.
She looks like she's about to with that Johnny Carson envelope thing.
It's Carmack. Carmack the Magnificent.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we good? Shelby, what's your answer?
Turnip.
Okay. What else we got?
Also,
what is a beet?
Turnip for what?
It is a turnip.
Shit.
It is indeed a turnip, and Shelby is on the board officially, along with Tanner's up to 300. Shannon adds 2 to his, and Lindsay adds 2 as well. All right.
Brian Tanner is playing along with us in the chat, and so far he's gotten almost all of them right, except for Candyman. I'm making sure not to look over there because I don't want any answers spoiled for me.
All right. Last but not least, bringing up the rear, it's the man himself. Tanner, what do you want?
Horrific history, please, for 100.
I saw that one coming a mile away. Horrific history for 100. He's the infamous magician who could escape anything but death, apparently. He passed from a ruptured appendix on Halloween night in 1926.
I'm totally not going to spell his name right.
I had a coworker that had a sex thing about him. That's all I'll say.
Oh, Eric.
See, Lindsay knows.
It looks like everybody has an answer. Tanner, what's the correct answer?
Who is Houdini?
Anybody?
Yeah, right.
Houdini.
It's Harry Houdini.
That is correct. 100 points to everyone. Harry Houdini passed in 1926 on Halloween night. And at the
after
end of round one,
that's
right. At the end of round one, Lindsay is in the lead with 700 points. Shannon is right on her heels with 600. Tanner, you have 3. I erased a number and now I'm way off. Tanner, how many did you get right so far?
I should be at 400 now.
400 total.
Well, Hunter, I'm a late bloomer, and in round two, I'm going to bloom.
simply stunning. All right, let's go back to the top of the order with Jesse. What do you want next?
Oh, let's do a chilling candy for 200. Why not?
Yeah, that's something I can do. Despite the insistence by some that it is pineapple or buttered popcorn, the mystery flavor version of this lollipop brand is actually just two random leftover flavors mixed together.
I don't like this category. Lollipops have brands?
Yes.
Yes.
Shit.
There's two really big ones, but... I'm pretty sure I know this one
does that for a fact, but I don't know if it's that.
I have to buy two bags of these a week.
They're the cheapest ones, though.
No, I'm not even gonna try. I have no idea.
Okay, Jesse, what's the correct answer?
What are Dum Dums?
Yeah, that's right. Who else got Dum Dums?
Wrong. I went with Push Pops.
Oh no!
Because they also do that.
Tootsie
their
poop.
Mystery ones are whenever their thing runs out and they put the next flavor in.
Charms does
to be fair,
it too,
Push Pops are
not
lollipops, though.
Yeah, they are.
The Push Pops are ice cream.
They're not.
No, well, there's two kinds. He's right. There is a Push Pop. It's on a stick. It's like normally a sherbet flavored, but what she's talking about is the hard candy. It looks like a lipstick.
Damn Push Pop in one of my bags here.
Yeah, the Push Pops are spring loaded.
That's information to me. That is news.
I now know the candy that she is talking about, but Hunter, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I thought the Push Pop was the ice cream. Like, I think I'm pretty much
convinced. Push Pop.
Yeah, no, I know what they're talking about now because it looks like a tube.
It's the tube
lipstick.
Candy
yeah.
with the top on it, and you push it up through the bottom.
Yeah,
I
it's
believe
called
you.
A Push Pop.
I believe you.
I
Dum Dum. So
I have an Isla Secura.
Yes, well, that's the seventh time you've shown her this month.
that's his distraction.
Lindsay, you are next in line though, so you can take this thing back over. You're still in the lead. What do you want?
That's fine. Let's go with Frightening Films for 300.
Okay. Before the nightmares began on Elm Street, the master of horror Wes Craven directed this horrific film in 1972. His first.
God, this pin! It's done. This pin's done.
I think I'm wrong. But
I know I am.
I know I'm right, if I can write it.
Me to bring you another marker, because I don't know the answer.
It's fine. I'll just say the answer. You guys can see that I'm right. All right. Lindsay? All right.
You got everybody
I
else
don't
in?
Have an answer.
No, this was in the 80s, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah,
really.
I can't think of what it is right now.
All right, I'm going to go to Shannon, and Lindsay says she doesn't know.
No,
Shannon, what is
it? I don't know.
I'm now less convinced that I'm right, but I believe it's Last House on the Left.
Shannon, or Tanner?
Last House on the Left.
I'm pretty sure Shannon is right. I said Hellraiser, which definitely came out in the 80s.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it is. It is indeed the Last House on the Left. Yeah. Which puts Shannon now in the lead. Actually, Shannon and Tanner are now tied for the lead.
Controversial film, that one.
Very controversial, yes it was.
Remake.
Because of the new movies that made us, I just assumed more people would know that, because they talked about it in the Nightmare on Elm Street
haven't
episode.
Haven't watched any of the new ones yet.
Yeah,
they
haven't got to that one yet.
They had a fantastic...
I honestly didn't know new ones were out until Steven said something the other day at work. So.
Yeah, we didn't either.
They had such a good marketing for that movie when it came out. People were terrified to watch it. Mm-hmm. The movie itself, not so good. Okay,
it's okay.
It's not. And the remake also not great.
I like the remake.
It's better.
I'm good.
It's better.
Kaz, remake these categories. Pick one, please.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Frightening Films. The second highest one that's available.
That'd be 400. For any films, 400.
There we go.
I would have went for anal bum covers, but
a Poulon 245A was used as the eponymous murder weapon in this film, though you wouldn't know that by watching it. The logo was covered in black electrical tape to avoid a lawsuit.
Okay, read that again.
A blue. Who?
A Poulon 245A was used as the eponymous murder weapon in this film, though you wouldn't know that by watching it. The logo was covered in black electrical tape to avoid a lawsuit.
I'm not sure what a Poulon is.
Can you tell us what a Poulon is?
Yeah, I don't know what a Poulon is.
It's the brand name. That's all I can say. It's a brand name. A Poulon 245A.
That's like a caution cone?
That's the question. So I can't say any more than that.
Okay, I know what that brand is. I'm trying to think what movie that would have used that in.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, so I guessed. This reminds me of that SNL skit where David Duchovny is Jeff Goldblum, and he's trying to you would put in days of yore. Oh, a pillory or a stock. Yes. It's a freaking hammer.
I'm just guessing.
Days of yore, yes.
Same. I'm guessing, but I don't know. Like, I know what the thing is.
Well, Kaz just got it, or got the answer up there, so, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it. Well, I mean, he put an answer up there. Okay. Let's keep going.
It's an answer. I'm not saying it's right.
Tanner, did you think the brand name of the Ghostbusters proton pack was illegal? They couldn't show an actual proton pack in the film, so they covered it? Is that your logic on that? That the actual thing they used to bust ghosts in 1980s?
Please give me your answer.
Sorry.
I don't have one.
I put Friday the 13th. Maybe it's a stab thing.
Oh, was the machete a power tool?
I heard Poulon.
Jesse,
I don't know.
Jesse just netted himself 400 points. The correct answer is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. A Poulon 245A is a chainsaw.
Leatherface. I couldn't think of the name of the movie.
I'm gonna give him the points.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it.
And
yeah.
If and
I'm in the last place, I don't
well,
have
he's
a chance.
Next to last.
And still, if I could. Could I please, could we vote on whether we take away all of Tanner's points for thinking that a real proton pack was unable to be used in the film?
Could have been like a piece of the proton pack. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Beside his actual score of 900, I'm putting in parentheses negative 1200 for that particular answer.
Tanner, I'm sorry. Tanner also brought us the Vortex 5 or whatever.
I'm willing to give up my pity points if you take the exact amount away from Tanner.
Shannon, it is your turn to choose, please.
I can't. let's finish out the category with 500.
Okay, there's still one Frightening Films.
Yeah,
two, 100
actually. Still there.
100
also.
To 500 are still left.
Oh, let's go for the 100. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay. Though Tim Burton produced and wrote its story, this holiday classic was actually the directorial debut of Henry Selick.
This feels like cheating now.
All right.
It's 100, man.
They're supposed to be gimmies.
What do you want from me?
We just talked about this.
Mr. 100. He's also the guy that did Coraline. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw the chat. It made me giggle.
Yeah, I see that too.
all right, Shannon, give me your answer.
It's How the Grinch Stole... No, it's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Did literally everyone write? Okay, yes.
The
yeah.
Nightmare
Very good.
Before
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Well,
Nightmare
said we
B4.
Just talked about it, and I was like, I thought he was going to say fucking Coraline, and I was like,
That would have been funny.
You ain't right.
I think my favorite part of Coraline was when she used the proton pack to get the mother.
That was a Poulon.
Oh, the Poulon 245A?
Oh, yeah, with the
good one.
Shannon, guess what I just found in my stack of note cards that I've been writing on?
Poulon.
What?
It's the Magikarp.
Oh, no! No!
By the way, not to drag us back to that, but legitimately, I didn't think until Tanner and Shelby started talking, I was like, oh shit, they actually will know this. They work around this stuff on the regular.
So
I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
And there's a many, many different things with that brand.
Right.
So I was like, fuck, which one could it be? Because it could be anything uses.
My mind immediately went to leaf blower. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's going to kill somebody with a fucking leaf blower?
That's the movie you got to write.
That's the movie I'm writing. Yeah.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
The real clue in that question was eponymous.
It's going to be, it's going to star Kevin Sorbo, and it's going to be based around the Christian faith.
I would also like to ask Lindsay, that Magikarp needs to be scanned and sold as an NFT.
Shelby, it is your turn for the record.
Chilling Candy for, is 300 available?
Yeah, 3, 4, and 5 are all still there.
Let's do 300.
300 for Chilling Candy. Dating back to 1907, Leo Hirschfield was the first to individually wrap this penny candy in the United States.
Wow, I had no spelling. Holy shit.
Part is I know I looked at this question when I was doing my stuff, and I cannot remember it.
I have never felt more
a little further down.
Never felt more useless in trivia than talking about candy.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god!
All right, I think we got everybody's answers. We good? Okay, I can do it.
Are we ready?
Okay.
All right, Shelby. What is it?
Kisses.
Okay. What else?
Hershey Kisses.
Kisses, I also said Hershey's Kisses.
That's Tootsie Rolls.
I put Gumdrop.
Ooh, Tootsie Rolls is good.
I don't know what a Gumdrop is.
Lindsay is officially back in the lead. The Tootsie Roll is the first individually wrapped candy in the United States.
Yeah, I took a guess with Kisses.
Card.
This is a good guess. I actually didn't think about that one, but yep.
Once you said Kisses, my brain immediately went, oh God, did he say Hershey? Was the guy's name Hershey?
No, he said Herschel.
I pulled it off of Hirschfield.
Hirschfield.
Also, when I was writing that out, my brain got the first half, the kiss, right? And then on the end, it was just like, kissy. Like, what is happening?
No, kisses. Kissy?
The Hirschfield kissy.
He said Hirschfield, and I was going to be like, Hershey's. Kisses. Yes. That's what we're doing.
What was that sketch with Kate McKinnon where she just goes,
kiss.
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 All right, Tanner, you're up. We're back to the bottom of the order.
Let's go with horrific history again.
Which one you want? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Let's go 3.
Surprise me, right, filthy bastard. History
for 300. I love this question. On a visit to the White House, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill reportedly told the spirit of this U.S. president, quote, "You seem to have me at a disadvantage." That's a good question. I like the story behind this one.
He's British, like Gemma. Like Gemma.
Considering this is supposed to be the only president that haunts the White House.
I like how Tanner just trying to give other people points.
Or is he?
And I don't know that fact either, so.
Tanner, if you get this right and no one else does, you will be in the lead. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Tanner, what is it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Got? Okay, what else?
I believe it was Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln.
I said Abe Roosevelt. Lincoln.
I said Roosevelt also.
Yes.
Lindsay?
Don't ask me to spell because I can't, but I also was writing Lincoln.
Okay. That means everybody but Shelby and Kaz get some points here. Indeed, it was Abraham Lincoln.
Roosevelt died too.
He did.
Funny enough, I have Roosevelt, and then Tanner gave me the, like, he's the only one that haunts it. I was like,
I didn't know. I didn't know who haunted it. I didn't know
what you did.
So the story goes that, and this is a scary thing I can tell you tonight because this will haunt your nightmares. Winston Churchill really liked being nude, apparently. So he goes to the bathroom, and the Lincoln bedroom are kind of like separated. So he, when he's on this stay, he stays or he goes and takes a bath in the bathroom, and he comes back out. And I love the way it's phrased, naked but for a cigar. And I'm like, was the cigar covering something? Anyway, he's nude. He's walking back to the bedroom. He's got a cigar, and he sees, according to him, this apparition of Abraham Lincoln, and he very calmly says to him as he takes a puff on the cigar, "Mr. President, you seem to have me at a disadvantage." Mm-hmm. And reportedly, Lincoln smiled and then faded out, and he never saw him again.
That's kind of
the whole
awesome
time he was there.
Little,
yeah, I think it's a great story. It's a great story.
Little known fact: Abraham Lincoln, dirty pervert.
All right, we're back to the top. Currently in the lead is Lindsay, still holding on just barely at 1,400. Shannon and Tanner are right behind her with 13. Jesse is at 12. Kaz is at 7. And Shelby is down at 6. So, Jesse, what do you want?
I just want to thank Hunter for that vision, that image in my head now. I appreciate that.
All right.
It's the scariest thing I can tell you this month.
Alex, I'll take chilling candy for 400.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
Christ.
You will.
Always with the candies.
Oh, this is another good one.
I want
all
candy,
right.
Bubblegum and taffy.
I'm going to give you guys 10 seconds to decide your answer on this one because I don't want you dwelling on it too long, okay? So be prepared to write quickly on this.
God damn it.
From base to point, this is the order of the three colors of traditional candy corn. You have 10 seconds.
From base.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
3 seconds.
Oh, I inverted it. No, I didn't. Okay.
That's time. I need answers.
It's
from base to point. This is the order of the three colors of traditional candy corn.
What is green, white, orange?
Okay. What else we got?
Orange, yellow, white.
Shannon is the only one who got it correct. Yellow, orange, and white from base to point are the correct colors.
You get a candy one right.
Shannon got it correct. Yellow, orange, and white is the correct answer.
When Hunter said, don't think about it too much, I immediately went, yellow, orange, white. It just popped into my head.
Son of a bitch.
I also, in doing this question originally, was like, well, yeah, it's orange, yellow, and white. It's not. It's yellow, orange, and then white. And then the Indian corn variations have brown on them, too.
Yeah, I always remembered yellow being the biggest and white being the smallest. So I just, went from there.
I haven't had candy corn in so long, I couldn't tell you.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Candy corn is gross. Yeah.
All right, Shannon.
Shannon
is now officially in the lead. Lindsay, what do you want to catch back up?
No, that's false. That's fake news.
No yodeling.
Shut up. Let's do the staples for 400.
Staples for 400. It's the religious group that associated black cats with witchcraft and ultimately made them a Halloween staple, since many other cultures revere the onyx felines as a sign of good luck, not bad.
What?
How specific we got to get with religion on this one?
One more time. Pretty specific. It's the religious group that associated black cats with witchcraft and ultimately made them a Halloween staple, since many other cultures revere the onyx felines as a sign of good luck, not bad.
What were they called?
Who's up?
Waiting on Jesse, I think.
And me.
And Shelby.
I'm definitely getting
Shannon
it wrong.
The goldfish.
Yes.
I thought you were.
No, I'm just.
All right, I got mine.
I'm going to get it wrong horribly.
I'm also going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Shelby, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with the ultimate Halloween haters, and what is Christianity?
See, that's too big.
All right, what else we got? Shannon?
A little more details.
Puritan.
I said the enemy of all people, the Catholics.
I also said the Catholics.
I said the Quakers.
Oh, you guys are going to hate the fact that Tanner is the only correct person here. The Puritans.
Of course it would be the Puritans. It's always
I was about to say.
They're pure, man. It's
always
yeah. Yeah,
always them damn Puritans.
I just
Tanner is now tied with Shannon.
So
again.
Many of them.
I was trying to think of that word. All I could think of was pilgrim, and I was like, pilgrim is not right.
It's close.
You were so close. You were this close to greatness.
The hat's right.
I thought the Puritans were made up to scare kids, like the boogeyman and Michael Jackson.
They're not real, like gnomes and elves and Eskimos. Kaz. Turn this thing around. What do you
want?
That
ain't going to happen. That's so not going to happen. There is no statistical likelihood of me winning this game.
You got this.
Oh, I just lost. Hold on. Let me pull that back up again. just because I know Tanner's going to do it, I'm going to take one of his categories and say horrific history for whatever the lowest one is.
That would be 200. Horrific history for 200. It is one of two countries known for popularizing costumes for Halloween trick-or-treaters. The other is the Emerald Isle.
Wait, say that again?
It is one of two countries known for popularizing costumes for Halloween trick-or-treaters. The other is the Emerald Isle.
I know what the Emerald Isle is.
Yes.
All right.
Well, we all do. We're all from there. Jesse's still writing. Tanner's still writing. Shannon's still writing.
I'm just drawing.
Shelby's writing in her head.
I'm doodling.
Did you draw a crab?
I should have.
Draw a crab.
Draw a crab?
Kaz was ready to go. Yeah. There he is.
I don't know.
I love Kaz's enthusiasm.
What other country?
Yes. Oh,
yes, man. He said it two times.
Three times.
All right, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
I'm going to get this one wrong.
I don't know.
Okay, everybody's got an answer. Kaz, what do you think? Good old US of A. What else we got?
Which is the USA.
I guess Scotland.
I said Germany.
I not only did I say America, but then I drew an eagle and some stars and fuck yeah and this little stick man saluting.
Where's the
rock?
Just held
up the mega
rock flag and
an eagle.
However, the correct answer goes to Jesse because it's Scotland.
Bullshit, we have costumes here too.
Yeah.
Hey, but we didn't make them popular.
Yeah, but we're still.
But we sell it we steal everything else.
We put a costume store into every other. We take every store that went out of business, and then we put a costume store in it.
I want
to. Have you ever talked to anybody who owns a Spirit Halloween? Because they'll go, "Oi, laddie."
Oh, laddie.
You didn't know.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that.
So it's Tanner's country.
Oh, Tanner's from every country.
I think I was more Scottish than anybody, if I remember correctly.
I thought you had something else.
No, Scottish for me was like 30-something percent. It was crazy. I don't know. It was nuts.
I haven't done
all right. That was Cal. Shannon, you're up. You got to reclaim this win because Tanner is currently tied with you.
Well, Tanner uses Deadeye, so let's go to Frightening Films.
There's only one left. Frightening Films for 500. It's the surname of the friendliest ghost of them all, according to the 1995 film Casper.
He had a last name?
He did.
Yes, he did.
I don't remember what it is.
I'm not even going to try.
I carry the name, and I don't fucking know.
You know what? I don't know the answer, so I am just going to go with a fan theory.
It's not Richie Rich. I know what you're thinking.
It's a good answer, though. Good answer. Good answer.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Also, Hunter, I'm 21% Scottish.
Yeah, it was like 30-something, I think. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're all of these things are made up.
Oh, I know what it is.
I just threw out a guess.
Oh, I did, too.
I know.
Okay, looks like everybody got an answer. Tanner, you good?
I'm good. Go ahead.
This is...
Okay, Shannon.
I'm
gonna try to go in an order here. Shannon first.
You tried to trick me, and you almost got me. It's the friendly ghost. Duh,
Lindsay.
So easy.
Shannon knew what I was going with. Casper is dead. Richie Rich.
Richie Rich. Tanner.
I got nothing.
Shelby.
Like, no.
Callaway. Jesse.
Very specific.
Shannon Johnson is wrong. It's Johnson.
Good one. Yes. Either Devin Sawa or Van Dien.
Van Dien! Van Dien!
Well, according to the 1995 film Casper, my wife would know this, his name is Casper McFadden. McFadden. Casper McFadden.
Tired of these goddamn Scottish people.
I haven't watched Casper in like a decade.
Casper McFadden.
Casper is my surname, so I wasn't going to get that anyway.
Nothing changes on the board that time. Frightening Films, for the record, is now out. We are out of questions there. Shelby, you're up. What you want?
Four chilling candy for...
500.
The last one. That's 500. It. That's all that's left. Here we go.
Shannon's going to get it.
It's a roundish mound of caramel, marshmallow nougat, fresh roasted peanuts, and real milk chocolate. And it is also often credited as the world's first ever combination candy bar.
Okay, one more time.
One more time. It's a roundish mound of caramel, marshmallow nougat, fresh roasted peanuts, and real milk chocolate. And it is also often credited as the world's first ever combination candy bar.
I feel like I know this. I really do.
I'm probably wrong since you're putting candy bar in quotations.
I'll just explain that. I'm only putting bar in quotations because it says at the beginning it's a roundish mound. So it's not really like a bar. But that's how it's, you know, marketed, because they all are.
I can't think of the name of it. I'm not even going to try. I can't think of the name. It's
still
in
has
my
all
home.
The same ingredients, candy. So I'm doing it anyways.
It's in my head, but can't think of it.
Jesse's still writing, it looks like.
I might be right, I might be wrong.
I can't tell if Shelby has an answer or if she's still thinking.
I have an answer.
Are you good? Okay. Jesse, you good?
Yeah.
Shelby, what do you got?
Turtles.
Toilets. All right. Jesse?
I said a Mars bar.
Okay. Mm. Kaz?
I said a Toblerone.
Toblerone. one of our nicknames for Parker, for the record, so I could give you some bonus for that. Tanner?
I'll take that.
Peanut roll.
Peanut roll. Lindsay?
Snickers.
Shannon?
I didn't write nothing. Keep going.
I'm angry.
The roundish mound of caramel, marshmallow, nougat, fresh roasted peanuts, and real milk chocolate. That's where it threw you off. Is called a Goo Goo Cluster.
Damn it.
It's a Goo Goo Cluster. Yep.
All right, y'all, I've never heard of that.
I've heard of them. To love them. And I assume she still loves those things. We used to get them on the regular, so I knew that one.
I mean, is that not the same ingredients that's in a Snickers bar? They got peanuts.
There's no marshmallow.
There's no marshmallow.
It's not a marshmallow.
That's the problem.
It's not marshmallow.
It's nougat, but it's not marshmallow nougat.
Yeah.
Snickers, I didn't know there was a difference.
That long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I can talk to you about Snickers bars.
I understand that marshmallow is different than nougat, but I was like...
Jesse, see, the difference is no one knows what nougat is. No one even knows.
It's
just showed up one day and they went, okay.
They found it somewhere in the ground.
You say that, but the actual truth is nobody knows.
It grows no
way. Maybe nougat is made from marshmallow. Like, oh, Leo Hershey. I learned something new today.
All right, Tanner. This is the next. We're almost to the very last round here, is what I'm trying to say.
All right. What's left in horrific history?
4 and 5.
4 and 500, yes.
All right, let's go with 400.
400.
Lindsay's keeping track of these numbers.
Yeah, horrific I made myself a card so I don't have to ask.
It's the number of purported witches who were burned at the stake during the Salem witch trials.
Just a number? Any number.
Wait, real
number?
You
could write a 1
like,
or a 2.
2.
Or a 3.
I'm just
but not three, a combination of 3 and 5.
Lindsay knows the answer because it's probably in some bullshit Disney movie about witches, and she's
no,
memorized
it.
Was
one of my questions that you guys didn't get to.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, she's disqualified then. She just admitted it.
It looks like, is everybody good? We good?
I just happened to learn the trivia last week. So,
Tanner, what is the correct answer?
I'm guessing 76.
Okay. Shannon.
All out.
My original was 666 because I thought that was a thing, but I said 23 because Michael Jordan.
Shelby?
37.
In a row?
Jesse?
100, I believe it was 69 witches.
Oh,
sex witches.
They don't even know.
Lindsay?
19.
That's a sex witch.
Kaz, explain to them why you are correct with 0.
Because there wasn't actually any witches burned, but it was the stories that they told after.
Not quite.
They were hung.
I knew that it was zero. You are correct. Most of the witches at the Salem... The people in the Salem witch trials were drowned, hanged, crushed, and stoned to death. The burning at the stake didn't happen until overseas and much later, for the most part.
Not exactly the answer I wanted to getting
trick,
only...
Trick question.
Yeah.
Trixie.
Good job. Yep.
Hi, Ciro.
Yes, of all of the things that I got right, no one else got right, was the murdery one. Great.
I think I would argue that Ciro was correct because he said Texas with a dollar sign.
That's a good number. No, that's the wager.
Oh, they can have it.
Hi, Ciro. It's nice to see you, buddy.
So that was Tanner. Yeah, so we're back to the top of the order. This will be the last full go-around. And then the last
Jesse,
one
Jesse, you have
just
no more candy.
There. So, Jesse, you're at the board. Yeah, the candy is all gone. Yeah.
So long, diabetes.
No, one of my candies. give me the spine-tingling staples at the highest value available.
That is 300 spine-tingling staples for 300. Ooh. If you're heading to Hollywood Boulevard on Halloween, leave this prankster object behind. It has been banned there since 2004 and will net you up to a $1,000 fine.
One more time, the beginning. I got my headphones were weird.
Andu, if you're heading to Hollywood Boulevard on Halloween, leave this prankster object behind. It's been banned there since 2004 and will net you up to a $1,000 fine.
Yes, Ciro, we can see you.
Yeah, we see you right now. We all see you, Ciro.
I can see you, Ciro.
Like everybody's, everybody's ready?
Put your shirt on, Ciro.
All right, let's start with Jesse. Jesse, what's your answer?
What is toilet paper?
Ooh.
Okay, Shannon?
That's good. I said whoopee cushion. Do kids still prank with that?
Lindsay?
Holy string.
You did say you're 68 years old.
Tanner?
Ooh.
Toilet paper.
Shelby?
Toilet paper.
I like Lindsay's answer Taz. A lot more. Can I change my answer to Lindsay's answer?
Stink bomb.
If you could, you would be back in the, you would be close. Lindsay got it right. She's correct.
Damn
That's
it!
All I'm trying to say.
Wait, what
Silly
was
Silly string is the correct answer.
Silly string.
They tried to ban that during my graduation, so I snuck some in, and they tried to not give me my diploma, and I was like, fuck you, and I took it and ran.
Your diploma?
Was that another,
no graduation I ever went
That's
to
why you're
my
still wanted in Perryville.
Yeah.
Like
they put out an APB.
Was that another question you had on your little cheat sheet there, Lindsay? Son of a bitch. I want her fucking disqualified. I want her hung, and I want her burned at the stake.
I spent 5 hours looking up trivia between 2 days. I learned a lot.
I should
only drown her.
At the end of the last round, Shannon and Tanner were still tied for the lead at 1,700. Lindsay is now tied with them at 1,700. Jesse is at 14. Kaz at 1,100. Shelby is at 6.
I'm not last. Sorry,
Lindsay,
Shelby.
You are also next. This is your last chance to choose a category.
Blood-curdling books for 300.
For 300. We'll go
still
right down the middle on
that one. Still
plenty
of opportunity to be last.
Not too much.
Though it was his fourth written, this is the first published novel of acclaimed horror author Stephen King, which made its way to bookstore shelves for the first time in 1973.
I don't have it, but this is my favorite of his. So, well, other than Creepshow, but that doesn't count. That was a comic book.
Lindsay, I think we're just waiting on you, it looks like.
Are waiting on me because I'm second-guessing myself now.
She's just trying to make sure that her cheat sheet is
Screw
right.
It.
Yeah, she's looking through her Rolodex.
Yes, I'm looking through my Rolodex of shredded paper.
Lindsay, tell him the right answer.
I'm going to go with The Shining.
Okay, Shannon?
I also went with The Shining.
Tanner?
Christine.
Ooh, that's a good one.
As if it's Cemetery. I don't know.
That's a good one.
Jesse?
What was the other one I was thinking about? Cujo.
That was my first guess.
Kaz. All of you picked great books. None of
but
you picked
the
correct
right
answer, which is Carrie.
I almost fucking wrote Carrie, man.
I'm pretty sure most of you picked some of the first few that he has, some of the first few that he wrote. I think Salem's Lot was the first one he wrote, if I remember correctly. Because when this came up the first time, I thought Salem's Lot was the first one he had published. Turns out it was Carrie. So there you go.
That was like Pet Sematary is the first thing that came out. I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure Cujo came out first. I was like, or maybe Carrie.
Cujo was definitely later. I have never read any of the books, so I don't know.
Kaz, it's your last turn to pick, man. What do you want?
Cool. What topics are left?
Three books, one Staples, one History.
Staples.
All right, Spine Tingling Staples for 100. You guys avoided that one weirdly. To keep the spirits out of your home on Halloween night, be sure to sprinkle some of this mineral on your doorstep. Keep the spirits out of your home on Halloween night, be sure to sprinkle some of this mineral on your doorstep.
All y'all playing that paranormal game?
I think this is a mineral.
Yeah, I'm curious if mine's a mineral, but it is the right answer.
Purple is a fruit.
Purple is a fruit.
It smells.
It's a flavor.
It smells funny in there.
It tastes. No, it doesn't.
Everybody good? Kaz, what do you got? Salt, Tanner, Shelby,
salt.
Jesse,
salt,
sodium chloride,
salt,
Shannon,
salt.
Yeah, everybody got that one correct. It is salt.
100.
It is salt.
Thanks.
100 points to everyone.
Thanks.
That was a point. Salty. That became
supernatural.
A point of question, apparently. Everybody just moved up.
Thanks, Sam and Dean Winchester taught me that
one. If everybody moves up, nobody moves up. There.
That's correct. All right, four left here. Shannon, what do you want?
I'll take
down to books and history.
I'll take Lindsay as a cheating bitch for 1,000,000 points.
Go kick his ass.
Terrible. We knew it was going to be Halloween trivia tonight. Anybody could have done the same studying Lindsay did.
True.
That's
it wasn't
magazine.
Studying.
It technically was studying because it wasn't for that purpose specifically. But
I'll take a book.
Wait.
I was becoming edumacated.
2, 4, or 5?
Let's go for 4.
Lindsay, could you show that again? Because she
Hang
had
on.
Carl and then Maga 400.
No, this it's
that's Bobby.
Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby. Maga Carl.
Blood curdling books Castiel. For 400. I'm taking control. No bones about it, he kept his head in the game when he wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow in 1820.
Fuck my life. That's a scholarly question.
Somehow that is correct. Oh, yeah, it really is. It really is.
Son of a bitch.
And well, you know when they do tournaments around this time of year, they'd be asking this question at every single one of them.
They did it every time. Like, all through fucking October.
Yep.
Oh.
No bones about it. He kept his head in the game when he wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow in 1820. Everybody, we good? Tanner, you good? All right, Shannon, what do you got?
I think I got it. Who is Washington Irving?
Lindsay?
I don't know American authors.
Tanner?
Andrew Walker.
Shelby?
I just wrote Edward.
That's close.
Jesse, going back to the Scholar Bowl, that's when you just hit Jones or John or
you're right.
Say last
John.
Could you please be more specific? Sometimes you get a bad moderator that's like correct.
And you just run with it. What do you got?
Oh, true.
Oh, is a Senior Bonehead.
Kaz.
Boner.
I said that one guy that was scared of bridges and blades.
Yes.
Let's just and read.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna hate myself when you say the answer, but
you really are, especially because Shannon is correct. It's Washington Irving.
As soon as he said the name, it sounded familiar.
I thought he was a president.
Which means he is now in the lead at 2,200 points. But there are still 2 500 point questions left.
I'd like to point out, I looked over at the chat just now. Michaela said R.L. Stine. Good guess. And
close in 1820.
And Brian said Washing Irving.
Choose your own adventure.
Which is not an author, but is actually a gay porn that I've watched.
By Chuck Tingle,
yeah. Yeah. That's the one.
That's his Halloween one.
It's got a dinosaur on it.
That's said by that Tingle dude, right?
Yeah, 2-time Hugo Award nominee.
No. Joe, we pick a category, please.
Tingle.
Stop the madness.
Let's just do that last history one.
It's all falling apart.
Take it before Tanner can. This is going to be guesses, but it's okay.
I know it.
A decent option here.
I know it.
America's first citywide Halloween celebration took place in Anoka, a city located in this state.
Shit. I really do feel America's, like
Anoka. America's first citywide Halloween celebration took place in Anoka, located in this state.
I'm picking a state simply because it feels like this would be the state that would have a town that name.
Curious, me and Tanner have the same answer.
I the same am not correct.
Yeah, I guessed real hard.
Jesse, I think, is still writing.
Gonna.
Okay, Shelby, what do you got?
Pennsylvania.
Ta-da. All right, Shannon.
I said West Virginia. I don't know why.
Lindsay,
hello in New York.
Tanner,
Wisconsin.
Oh, Jesse. I think he's right.
I went with Massachusetts.
I think he's right.
As
I said, Alaska.
Alaska was right. My original one.
Several of you picked very close answers in terms of where a city like that would be located. Unfortunately, none of you are correct. America's first citywide Halloween celebration took place in Anoka, Minnesota.
Oh,
that's so
not a real place.
Minnesota.
And Tanner had the Midwest.
That's where all the birds come from. Because they ain't real either.
Zero.
They share a lake.
Ciro once again said Texas with a dollar
He's
sign.
He's going to stay with it. He's committed.
The dollar sign is right the very important part.
That's what sells it.
That's the important part.
That's what sells it.
Yeah, broken glass right twice a day.
Only two options left, Tanner. You want books for two or books for five?
Books for two.
Books for two.
The day is mine.
They're both coming down. All right. The subtitle of Mary Shelley's gothic novel Frankenstein refers to this titan of Greek mythology. Jesse, this is also a Scholar Bowl question.
It absolutely is.
The subtitle of Mary Shelley's gothic novel Frankenstein refers to this titan of Greek mythology.
Oh, God damn it. I know it and I can't think of it. Fuck me.
I'm just going to put down the only one that's popping in my mind.
God damn it. It's in my head. I can't think of it. Hold on. Give me a minute or 10.
I just picked one.
Everybody else is still writing, it looks like, or most people are still writing.
Son of a bitch!
I don't know how this one would have anything to do with Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. But
yeah, that's kind of
where I
am,
know.
But it's the only one I can think of.
It's because he gives life.
10 seconds.
The fire. God. Sparks the fire. Fucking me. I don't know. Fuck me. I quit.
Aristotle.
I quit.
Quit.
All right, that's time.
Wait, no, I think I got it. Damn it.
try the joke that I
tried
last time.
Now.
It went over great.
Because here we go.
It popped in my head. I can't answer yet. You guys go first.
There, go.
Okay, so the key to the question was he said Titan, so I'm going Kronos.
Mm-mm.
All right, Shannon.
It's Prometheus. It's Prometheus because of the flame.
So in Kronos, but that's the only one that popped into my head. I know it's not right.
Yes, he said Prometheus. Wrong. Shelby?
I just went with a straight-up god, so I was wrong.
Gaz?
I just went with the douchebag answer, where it's like, that's the name of the scientist, dude, not the monster.
Shannon and Jesse are correct. It is indeed Prometheus. The title is Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus.
The modern,
and also the name of a movie I wish was good.
Also, isn't that the name of one of the X-Files episodes where they the modern day Prometheus?
Day Prometheus.
Yeah,
it's also a rape movie.
Yeah,
I take issue with that question.
Take it up after the show.
Not age well.
I disagree. All right, there's one final question. I'm just gonna pick because there's nothing else to pick. It's blood curdling books for 500. At this point, it is still technically not necessarily anybody's game, but if Tanner can get this correct and Shannon cannot, then he can take the win. So here we go. Before Stephen King's Needful Things, but after the Bard's Macbeth, noted sci-fi author Ray Bradbury tackled the concept of an evil carnival worker tempting victims with their deepest desires in this 1962 novel. once again, before Stephen King's Needful Things, but after The Bard's Macbeth, noted sci-fi author Ray Bradbury tackled the concept of an evil carnival worker tempting victims with their deepest desires in this 1962 novel.
All I think of his children's book.
Tanner, if you got it, you got this one, because I have no idea.
Thinking.
Excuse me.
Technically,
yeah,
kind of a carnival
one.
Worker.
Yeah, no clue.
10 seconds. 5.
Yeah, I can only think 4, of you're good. Go ahead.
3, yeah. 2, 1. Does anyone have an answer?
Have an answer, but it's not the right one.
I got, yeah,
got nothing.
I can only think of it like his one book that I know of, and that's the one everybody knows of, Fahrenheit.
That was the first one I thought of.
Fahrenheit, Ringmaster. What else we got?
The Halloween Tree.
I don't even have a guess. I got nothing. I can't think of it.
Kaz, no, you just had a question mark, right?
I just Shannon? Had a question mark. Mine was, what is Nope?
Who is Nope?
The key here, Beth line, by the pricking of my thumbs, the name of the novel is Something Wicked This Way Comes.
So I've never read it, but I do recognize that title. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Yeah. The first
is what it is.
The only thing I could think of was Needful Things. That was literally the only one that popped in my head.
It's this, and it's the same,
it's the same story. Needful, yeah.
Things, and it's the same basic idea. Right. All right. That brings us to the end of the game. Coming up, bringing up the rear tonight is Shelby with 700 points. Kaz comes in at 1,200 in the grand finale here. Jesse ends the game at 1,500. Lindsay at 18, though she was in first place for quite some time. In our top two, Tanner comes in with 2,000 points, which means Shannon wins tonight's game at a grand total of 2,400 points.
What does that translate to in dollars?
Nothing.
As much Stanley Nichols as you can carry. Oh no, Kaz, he immolated himself. Kaz, they didn't burn him here yet. Oh, never mind.
Well, that's shit.
He committed.
So yeah, right, say on my screen, it looks like I'm actually sitting over fire.
Yeah, Kaz, do that again, because that looked really cool on Shelby's screen. Do it again.
Oh
shit, it really does. It lights her up.
That's pretty awesome. That's
don't worry, they that's only drown stuff. People, so.
Yeah, you're fine. It's safe.
Shannon, Cyril says you owe him $3.24.
He's going to have to come to Missouri to get it.
That was the price.
That's actually how much Texas is worth. That's why he kept exactly. putting the dollar sign.
With a dollar sign. Oh, with a dollar sign.
Oil went back up.
I'm just an old man.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Like, well, that's all I got. Don't make me do any more things.
Oh, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
I don't like how much control Kaz has over how much light is on my screen.
Yeah,
and it's in such a small spot. Right. Like, it's weird that it's. Like, don't panic.
Wow!
Don't panic. Oh. Actually, hang on, Kaz. Keep that going. I can.
Shit, we got that super bright monitor.
Some of that.
All right, let's see if I full screen mine, if it has that much impact.
You got
good
to...
lord, that's phenomenal.
Good lord, on
wow, that is great.
That's Hunter's cheating. Hunter's light. Cheating. That's yeah, yeah, I realized it. All right, that's it for us tonight, guys. Thank you for please, tuning man. In for the trivia. Tanner's got.
I'm trying to actively get one of
them. Oh, we've got one more Thursday left.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're taking it, right?
I'm taking it.
All right. So next week on the finale of Terrifying Tanner Thursday for 2021, Tanner will take the reins and we'll have a fun picture of him up that I'll do. And it'll be a lot of fun. That'll be next week. We'll see you guys next time, whenever that may be. Stay tuned. You never know. Until then, for myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby, for Kaz, for Tanner, for Hunter, for Asa, for Dalton, Remy, Ethan, Trevor, Kaleidoscope Jones, Dr. Teeth, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one. Until then, Shelby, take us out.
Goodbye, everybody.